شكرا سيد الرئيس. يسرني إلقاء هذا البيان باسم.
Thank you very much, Chairman. It's a pleasure for me to make this statement on behalf of the Arab states and its members. The President, we would like to express our thanks to you for all of the efforts that you're making to ensure that the work of the GGE on laws is crowned with success. We would like to state that we support your efforts for this session, and we commend the efforts that you've made, ensuring that the 2023 CPR2 document could be drafted. We have taken good note of this document and would like to restate here that lethal autonomous weapon systems raise legal and ethical and technological questions and raise issues for international security. We must certainly consider all of these issues in bearing in mind international humanitarian law and international human rights law. This is why the Arab Group supports the implementation of legally binding instruments, allowing us to challenge the humanitarian and ethical concerns and to bear in mind the safety concerns connected to the use of laws. These are provisions that could include the prohibition and limitation of these systems within the framework of the convention. And we must also emphasize the human control of these weapons to ensure that there are no harmful repercussions of their use, particularly if we consider the potential misuse by terrorist groups and the danger of proliferation of such weapons. President, the Group of Arab States is committed to having a legally binding legal instrument. This cannot simply be replaced by a code of conduct or a policy statement. We also believe that the guiding principles, which have been adopted by the GGE, is an important step forward, which will allow for the strengthening of agreements and provide a framework for the work of this group. But this is not something which can be implemented at the national scale. The Arab Group, President, reaffirms that it's important to use progress in technology to bring about peaceful aims, to ensure the development of peoples. And we must think about technologies which are used for development of such weapons. We must really focus on the difference between military technology and peaceful uses. The question of laws, in the view of the Arab states, requires open, transparent discussions. All parties must participate as within multilingual formal meetings so that the international community can press ahead with this discussion. To conclude, our group hopes that it can effectively, constructively participate within the GGE so that we can fully abide by the mandate and have concrete results as part of this meeting. We would urge parties to show flexibility to ensure that a consensus can be reached on a document which includes concrete results to strengthen the role of the implementation support unit so that the urgent, pressing challenges can be met, because these are challenges posed by lethal autonomous weapon systems. Thank you, President.